Local activists kicked off a 38-mile march yesterday, the goal to urge Arizona lawmakers to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment, or the ERA. That's the constitutional amendment approved by Congress back in 1972, declaring equality of rights shall not be denied or abridged on account of sex. If Arizona approves the ERA, it would signal a tipping point. Our state would be the 38th required for ratification and would send the legislation back to Congress for a vote. Kim Mundus is a local activist and one of the organizers of this 38-mile march, and she joins us now from the march route, which will end today at the office of Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So tell us where you are now along this long route you have planned.
So we have just left the Sandra Day O'Connor House in Tempe. We are on our way to Piestewa Peak, and then we will ultimately end at Senator Sinema's office.
So why a hike? There's a little bit of history behind this, a march of this kind, right?
Yes, absolutely. So this was inspired in part by the suffragists, many of whom walked distances as far as Trenton, New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, to walk all the way to Washington, D.C., to march in D.C. and demand the right to vote. And we're really just here to stand on the shoulders of those giants and honor the work of the women who came before us and move us all forward.
So this has been attempted several years in a row at the Arizona State Legislature with little success. Why do you think this is a good thing to do, and why now?
Why now? It is long overdue. Why not now? Why not already? And quite frankly, we are tired of a handful of people blocking the will of the people. The ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment is supported by over 90% of Republicans, over 90% of Independents, over 90% of Democrats. The will of the people is to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. A handful of people are willing to abuse their power to stop that is unacceptable.
This has its opponents, though. Kathy Herod with the Center for Arizona Policy was out at the Capitol yesterday speaking sort of in opposition to the rally that you all were holding, right? And she argues that this is really about abortion. She points to cases where the ERA has been used to argue against abortion restrictions. What's your response to this?
My response to that is abortion has been legal for some time. I believe she's an attorney, so I'm sure she's familiar with Roe v. Wade. We certainly didn't need the Equal Rights Amendment to legalize abortion. Abortion is legal now. We don't need it. This is not about abortion. Roe v. Wade was ruled as a privacy ruling. We're not marching for privacy. We're marching for equality.
What do you say to the argument that you'll also hear that this is unnecessary, that women are already where they need to be, and that it's just redundant at this point?
It is not redundant. We have the very real gender pay gap, which is widening. For white women, we make roughly 80 cents to the white man's dollar. For a woman of color, that's even lower. Native woman is lucky if she's making 50 cents to the white man's dollar. This is an ongoing issue. Congress just let funding lapse for the Violence Against Women Act. So whatever laws we have in place are obviously not sufficient protections, and laws can be changed.
So it's raining today. I know yesterday was a pretty day for this. Do you have as many folks turning out to support this and continue this march today in the rain?
We have a good, great group here today. There's about 40 of us to start. We have some other people who are going to be joining us along the way. We had a rally. We had some wonderful speakers this morning. We're feeling great.
All right. Kim Mundus is a local activist and one of the organizers of this 38-mile march through the city to get the Arizona State Legislature to ratify the ERA. Kim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.